Hallelujah is right. Yes, praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, the other night I had a dream, and I saw three dinosaurs. And I was standing at the edge of the water, and these were huge, and there was an angel standing beside me, and he said to me, "They can't hurt you." Well, it's a good thing he said that, because I never believed it. They couldn't even look at me. They were just out there, the three of them, huge things. So I was telling Betty about it. She says, "You've been under three attacks, but no weapon formed against you will prosper." Now, we all know that scripture. We condemn every tongue that comes against us because that's the righteousness of the children of God. Amen? Yeah, amen? They'll form, but they won't prosper. Amen? And so we got to know that, don't we? And so I was going in my office to pray, and I said, "Do we have any books on dinosaurs?" And my mother had given us a whole bunch of encyclopedias. I mean, these things are like old. I haven't even cracked the pages on them. Betty came in and found one and opened it up, and there it was, right there. I said, "That's the one I saw right there." And we went out and got the paper today, and there was one in the paper. I don't know if it was in the Falcon Herald, wasn't it? Or was it in the Gazette? That silly thing was sitting there, standing eating grass. A great big monstrous thing. Big long neck with a little head on it. Hallelujah. So I saw three of those. And then it was in the newspaper. And so I know that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen? But I've been sensing a lot of things. And hallelujah. So God shows you in a dream. Then the Holy Spirit helps you. Well, he helped my wife to give me that scripture. See, he helped me. And I just wasn't thinking of that scripture. I stood there for the longest time and watched them. I don't know if they're playing or what they were doing, but they weren't very far from me. And that's something that'll make you wet your pants. Unless you know you're in Christ or you got God with you, you got an angel on the side of you. I didn't see the angel, but he kept talking to me. He kept encouraging me. And I was the only one there. So he kept telling me, "They can't hurt you." And I kept walking. And the more I looked at him, the more I watched him, the more I got the peace of God. I just knew they couldn't come to me. Ain't that neat? I just wanted to share that. And you may not have seen a dinosaur, but maybe something is trying to come to you and something is trying to, and God wants you to believe that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Say, "No weapon formed against me will prosper. I condemn every tongue." That's the righteousness of my inheritance in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. No weapon. Put that up there. Isaiah, 17? What is it? Huh? Come on, all you Bible scholars. 54:17. That's right. Isaiah 54:17. "No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." And so you need to start condemning Satan in the name of Jesus. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It'll form, you see, but it won't prosper. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? You know, over the weeks and years, the enemy's tried to get something to prosper against me. Oh, maybe a week ago he told me I had cancer of the throat, and I said, "You're a liar." So I get these mind battles all the time, and I know you people get them too, but sometimes when you preach and lay hands on people, you get more mind battles, and if you didn't have the Holy Spirit helping you, everyone would crush your little brain like a prune, you know. But anyway, he's always trying to form a weapon against us. It could be guilt, it could be condemnation, it could be getting you to think about yesterday. You see, he's always trying to, and once we learn and recognize, I was telling Jeff, I have all these different battles, and if I hadn't won, I wouldn't be still here. Amen? So the Holy Spirit's my helper, and he'll help me to overcome as long as I move in the Word of God. If I stand there and whine and complain, it ain't going to happen. But if I move in the Word of God, it'll happen. Amen. I stepped out of the shower tonight. We're getting ready to come down here. And I stepped in the bathroom. Everything was going nice. All of a sudden, I got so angry. And I said, my God, supplying all my needs according to riches and glory by Christ. He was trying to form something. And immediately it left. See, it doesn't stay with me long, but it comes. And if you'll learn to do this, it'll get shorter and shorter, those weapons that are trying to form against you. But they will form, and the reason for it is you're in the school of the Holy Ghost, and God's trying to teach you and help you. And there ain't no better way than on-the-job training. I'm not into dinosaurs, see, but they were there, and I saw them. And it's funny, one appeared in the paper today, And Betty showed me in one of the encyclopedias that there they were, and I pointed to her. There was three of them in this particular page, and I said, "That's the one I saw." Only there was three of them. Hallelujah! So God will show you these mountains or these problems. It may be in a dream, it may be in a vision. A vision is when you're awake; a dream is when you're sleeping. He showed it to me in a dream, and I couldn't get that off my mind. Now, it didn't bother me because God said they can't hurt you. What is trying to hurt you? Think about it tonight. What battle or mind battle are you in about whatever? Is it yesterday? Is it something he done? Is it something that's happened in your life and is still trying to be a part of your mindset? You see, it's trying to form against you. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Say, I'm blessed with righteousness. I'm blessed with wisdom and knowledge. I'm blessed with the blood covenant. I'm blessed with the knowledge and wisdom of Jesus. I am blessed with the Holy Spirit. I am blessed with the resurrection power. I am blessed with every promise. Every promise is yes, yes. It's mine. And I'm going to speak it into my life. And the Holy Spirit is going to help me to receive it in my marriage, in my finances. And I pray and speak these things in Jesus' name. Amen? See, that stuff you got to keep spurting out all the time. God supplying your need? Well, if he's going to supply your need, you got to agree with what he supplied. He's already supplied the blood, his name, salvation, and I'm working out my salvation because God's working in me, and I'm getting all the benefits of my salvation. I'm slowly working in it. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, Jesus is my strong city. So anytime we dwell and walk in Jesus, he becomes your strong city. Let me give you an example. Turn, if you would, Chris, to John 14:30, if you would, please. I don't even know what I'm going to preach tonight. I'm just going to go by the Spirit of God leading me, okay? I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. See, if we could be convinced that he has nothing in us because we're in Christ, he tries to form things against us, but he has nothing in us. Well, he throws dots in our minds. We go through mind battles. but it can't prosper. Oppression can't prosper. Disease can't prosper. Sickness can't go on and prosper. Financial problems can't prosper. Listen now. God, and if it doesn't matter if you come to this church or not, but God gave me a message. We have a golden anointing oil service for finances once a year, and we're going to do it Sunday. And so if you can leave your church for a short period of time and come over here, maybe God will show you some things you've been doing wrong, and that's the reason why you're not getting financially blessed. He gave me a good message. I almost wanted to say it tonight. I said, no, be obedient, Ellery. Hallelujah. So I no longer will talk with you much, for the ruler of this world is coming. See, we're not a part of this world, right? We're not a part of the world system. So we're in this world, but we're not of it. We are of the kingdom, right? And the Holy Spirit is helping me to walk in the kingdom and not the world. He's going to take me through the school of the Holy Ghost. And one of the biggest things that you and I have to overcome is our mind. That's where all the battles are. You see, and the body is subject to the mind. So if the mind thinks sickness, then the body will probably get sick. If the mind thinks oppression or depression, or thinks of yourself as a bad person, or thinks of yesterday, when God says, put your hand to the plow and don't look back, you know how many people are looking back all the time? You just listen to what your mouth is saying. It'll tell you which way you're looking. Amen? So he has nothing in us. The enemy is in the world. There is principalities and powers of the air. Jesus has disarmed those principalities and powers. He has defeated Satan. And he has given us his Holy Spirit to help us. John 14:26, Chris. Hallelujah. So if you really work at looking forward, he's a helper. He's not going to do it for you. He's going to help you. If you want to flow in healing in your physical body or in your mind, he's going to help you. He's not going to do it for you. So as I move in the Word of God about healing, healing will start to manifest in my body. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit will help me get the victory, because healing belongs to you and I. That doesn't mean that your body won't try to break down. You know, all the flus that are going on today, I guess a couple of states have been really hit bad, and so on and so forth. See, I believe that we can come through it victorious. It's going to try to manifest in our lives and so on and so forth. Leslie's around children all the time in school. You know, children carry everything, and they all want to hug you and kiss you and spit on you and so on and so forth. So it's hard to get away from getting sore throats and nose plugged up and all kinds of different things. And so I wouldn't recommend going to too many restaurants for a while. Hallelujah. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. See, I'm going to learn. He's going to teach me how to walk in healing. He's going to teach me how to identify with the blood covenant. He's going to teach me how to not to identify with guilt and condemnation. He's going to teach me. He taught me how to walk out of multiple sclerosis. He taught me to walk out of mind problems. The Holy Spirit is your helper. And if I move in the Word of God, you see, he will help me. If I sit there like a bump on a log, I'm not going to get anywhere. But if I'll get the Word of God and I'll move into the Word of God, he'll help me get the victory. It's forming, but it ain't going to prosper, because you're going to prosper in the Word, you see, and while it's forming, you prospering in the Word, it's going to destroy what's forming. Amen? See, we all have to practice these things and learn these things. Hallelujah. You know, in Psalms 105:37, he brought them out with silver and gold, and not one was feeble. So when you and I step into salvation, we should be able to get the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. I'm talking about finances. And we shouldn't be. Now, it doesn't mean there's things that won't form against us. lifestyle is very important. In other words, if I come out of a bad marriage or someone hurt me or sexual abuse and so on and so forth, the best thing you're going to have to learn is the renewing of the mind. You're going to have to let the Holy Spirit help you get that junk out of your mind. And he'll take you in the Word of God. He'll get you to confess the Word of God in Christ, you see. Jesus becomes my strong city, so I'm going to confess who I'm in Christ. And there's scripture after scripture after scripture about that. So I'm going to confess that. That which is trying to be formed against me into my mind, it will destroy that. See, if you don't, you can claim to be a Christian, and you probably are, but if you don't learn certain things, the enemy will form all kinds of things. Before you know it, you'll start taking it on. See, our parents form things in us. We watch our parents when we grow up, if we have a mom and a dad, and we start getting mindsets, things that start forming in our lives. Amen? Then life itself deals you things, and that starts forming in you, and it tries to prosper in your life by putting mindsets in there where you don't believe in miracles, you don't believe in tongues, some people, and some people you don't believe in the supernatural, you don't believe in visions and dreams, you see, because somewhere someone taught you that, you got a mindset, and so you have to make sure that you believe this. Whatever this says, Holy Spirit is going to help you to believe that. You cannot believe it with just your mind. He'll help you believe that. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go over to, let me find it here a minute, Chris. 2 Corinthians 10, starting with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And a lot of people do battle with their own flesh and their minds. You know when Jesus said, the words I speak are spiritual, a spirit? The Holy Spirit wants to be involved in the word. So when he said, the words I speak are spiritual. When you're led by the Spirit, you'll speak the Word of God by the Spirit, and that's where the power comes from, and that's where the understanding comes from. Are you listening? When Jesus said that, he said, the words I speak are spiritual. The flesh profits nothing. And so that means the Word is spiritual. He is the Word. The Word is spiritual. So we need to learn to have the Holy Spirit help us to prosper in the Word of God. So what is being formed against you won't prosper. Are you listening? Hallelujah. So in verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. We've got to learn to war according to the Word of God. Everybody in here, you can reject the call or you can accept it. When you accept the call, you're going to have many, many mind battles. And the minute you get victory over that mind battle, it'll never bother you again. But there's many, many, many things out there that the enemy wants to form against us. Hate, unforgiveness, whatever it may be, mindsets, caused from being abused or something like that. You see, God wants you to learn to receive and let the Holy Spirit help you to overcome whatever's controlling your thoughts. Whatever's been formed and now is prospering. We don't want it to prosper. We want to condemn the lying devil or principalities and powers. Amen? Okay. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. So the Word of God is mighty in God. That's how you're going to pull down strongholds. Every stronghold starts in the mind. And so if you're going to pull them down, you got to speak the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit helps you. That's the power of God in your life. Speaking the Word of God, pulling down those strongholds. Are you listening? Everybody who is honest has some kind of strongholds going on in their lives. And the more you get into Jesus and the more you want to worship and praise and preach and lay hands on the sick and so on and so forth, there's going to be strongholds, you see. So we got, and we got to learn that they're farming, but they're not going to prosper. Amen? Because the strongholds, our power is the Word of God, is the name of Jesus, is the help of the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen? Hallelujah. So I have many, many times I struggle with thoughts and different things. And the reason why God's getting me freer and freer, because there's going to be a bigger anointing, you see. There's going to be a greater move of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So God takes us through these things. He says, this is forming against you. So when I saw those dinosaurs, he said to me, they can't hurt you, but they were forming. There was three areas that were being formed against me. Now, if I accepted the fact that that mountain was going to overtake me, or that sickness, or that disease, and so on and so forth, I probably would have got it. But the angel said to me, they can't hurt you. They can't become a part of you. They're trying to form, and he's using animals to teach me. They're trying to form against you, you see, but you're going to pull them strongholds down. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. So we have great power of the Holy Spirit to help us inside of us. The name of Jesus is the authority over every sickness and disease. The death, burial, and resurrection is another thing. And so Jesus spent 6 hours on the cross that you and I, accepting him as our Lord and Savior, may qualify for all the promises, the blood covenant. And back in the Old Testament, they put the blood on the door. You remember that? And they couldn't be harmed. You and I got to have the revelation that we're under the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and can't be harmed. That doesn't mean he's not trying to form things against us, because he's well aware how the flesh operates. You see, there's a lot of talk about he was on this earth before Adam and Eve. Well, he had to be, because he had to fall in order to tempt Adam and Eve to fall from grace. He had already fallen, right? I'm not going to get in that, try to figure it out. I just accept it in Isaiah and Ezekiel. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, so you're not going to do it with your mind. You're going to pull it down by the mighty God that's in you. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm going to overcome that thought. So you have to determine what is being formed against you. Is it oppression, depression, whatever it may be, it's being formed against you, you see. But you don't want it to prosper. So the Holy Spirit's going to help you take the strongholds that's in you, mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds. So we're in Christ, and Jesus said he has nothing in me, you see. He was coming, but he has nothing in me, so he has nothing in you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. See, that's the whole thing. The enemy wants your thoughts in disobedience to Christ. The Holy Spirit wants you to come into obedience of Christ. And so when he says, you'll always be this way, or he tries to get you to look back, or he tries to get you under guilt and condemnation, you see, we want to be obedient in Christ, and we want to let the Holy Spirit help us to speak those things in Christ. You need to learn scriptures. You need to learn the power of God. Amen? Are you listening? So he can take captive you. He can take your mind. Once he gets your mind, the enemy, he forms it, you see, then he imparts all kinds of thoughts and so on and so forth. I, by the Holy Spirit, I'm going to recognize he's forming some things, but it's not going to prosper. It's not going to be a part of my life. It's not going to be a part of my thoughts. I'm in Christ. I'm under the blood covenant. And as I said earlier, Jesus is my strong city. So I'm going to identify with the city of Christ, which is in Christ. Identifying with those things in Christ. Walking in the supernatural. Walking in Christ. Amen? And so if he had nothing in Jesus, he will have nothing in you and I. But you and I have to go through that process. If you're going to be in the fivefold ministry, if you're going to be a part of the body of Christ, you're going to go through some things. God, that's the way it is. There's testings and trials. Amen? Are you listening? Hallelujah. So I learned this, and this is how I overcome it every day. Just because I'm up here doesn't mean I don't have things to try to be formed against me. They are all the time. But you get stronger and stronger. The anointing gets stronger and stronger, and you start pulling down strongholds. And then when you intercede, that means praying for someone else, you can pull those strongholds down. But if you can't pull those strongholds, they're going to prosper against you, you're going to have trouble helping someone else. So the more freer you get, spirit, soul, and body, the more free and the anointing you can release in other people's lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech. See, a lot of people are concerned how they talk. You know, I used to preach, and I was always using the term ain't. Well, there were some intelligent people in the thing there, and they came up and told me, you know, you shouldn't talk like that. I said, I am what I am. Right? So we're not going to worry. Now, it's not bad to talk right and everything else. But when you don't have much education, you just sling it out there by the Holy Spirit. That's what I do. See, I'm not going to go to Old Roberts first, and then see, I've been slinging it out for 35 years. And brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. Verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, Him crucified. See, this is this identification, this strong city of Jesus, this identification. All I want to know is about Jesus. I don't want to know about money. Money will come. All I want to know is about the kingdom. All I want to have is a kingdom language. All I want to do is be able to pull down strongholds. I want to cast demons out of people. I want to pull down principalities and powers. I want to free people of sickness and disease. See? So how I get there is all I'm concerned about is Christ. I determined not to know anything among you, you see. I don't know. I don't want to know about Greek and Hebrew. Nothing wrong with that if you want to learn that. There's nothing wrong with that. Me personally, I'm not interested. I'm taking this word for what it says, and I want to learn about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit's going to help me. The more I know about Jesus, the more I move in Christ, the more free I get. Amen? Hallelujah. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. Have you ever felt weak? Have you ever felt trembling? Because of a situation. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. That's what I'm interested in. That's what you should be interested in, demonstrating the Spirit and His power. Well, you're going to have to learn to pull down strongholds. You're going to have to learn not to let things prosper against you. They're being formed by the enemy and by principalities and powers, and maybe by some lifestyle you've been in. Some things have been formed against you. But you don't have to agree with none of that. You're born again. You're saved. You're blood bought. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. God loves us. God's love is in us, and God's love is with us. You see? When He brought them out of bondage, He put a cloud in the air. Say, I have a cloud over me. A presence of God, because I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, the more that stuff we call forward, you don't got to understand all this stuff now. All you got to do is be willing to speak it, be bold with it over yourself. You have a presence over you. The Holy Spirit will manifest that presence. He'll help you to experience it. that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. See, whatever wisdom that comes from a natural man ain't going to help you. Are you listening? That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. My faith is in the power of God. My faith is in the Holy Spirit that's in me. My faith is He's going to help me. When I move forward in the Word of God, you see, into that strong city in Christ, the Holy Spirit's going to help me. I'm not going to accept any journey that the flesh wants to take me on. I'm not going to accept anything the devil says. I'm not going to accept man's wisdom. I'm going to accept the power of the Holy Spirit. That way there, my marriage will be free. My finances will be free. You see, I'll have the anointing that breaks the yoke. The Holy Spirit will teach me all things about Jesus. And the more He teaches me, the more I receive, the more it becomes a part of me, the more victorious I'm going to be, the more I can help other people over here with what, because I've been set free over here. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That your faith should not be. You know why? Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Say, I'm a good steward over the mysteries of God. So every mystery He shows me, I'm going to be a good steward. The Holy Spirit is going to help me. See, if you're a good steward over the mysteries of God, you can help people. I'm talking about, there's things about the supernatural, about God, most people haven't even heard. Most people won't talk about visions and dreams. Most people won't talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Most people won't talk about praying in tongues. You see? And if you allow Him to show you the mysteries, you become a good steward over the mysteries of God, God will increase the anointing. God will increase the power in your life. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before ages for our glory. Say, for my glory. God's glory is in me. It rests upon me. See, if you believe that and you head towards that and you speak it, the Holy Spirit will help it manifest in your home, in your bathroom, wherever it may be. Are you listening? Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard. See, I really believe that the church today has not seen a lot of things, has not heard a lot of things, because there ain't a lot of people talking about the supernatural. There ain't a lot of people talking about the Holy Spirit. There ain't ever a lot of people talking about dreams and visions and angels and so on and so forth. But those who've experienced these things, if you're not a good steward over it, you'll lose it. See, I'm very bold about the supernatural power of God. You can dislike me. You can call me names, do whatever you want to do. Not send me a Christmas card. Not wish me a happy new year. It don't bother me. You ask my wife. See, I got elephant skin now. And it just didn't pop out. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Do you know God is a supernatural God and what He's prepared for us? Well, we read things in here. Well, do we have faith in what we're reading? He's prepared the gifts. He's prepared the fruits. He's prepared the anointing. He's prepared the glory. He's prepared visions and dreams. He's prepared tongues. All we got to do is let the Holy Spirit help us. We got to learn how to get out of the skin and be like Jesus. Satan has nothing in me. He's my strong city. Jesus is. And the more I identify, and the more I live there, the more I distance myself from the world's problems, from Satan's problems, and from principalities and principality power and their problems. Because they're one big problem. They're a bunch of liars. They cannot tell the truth. So if you're getting a thought in your mind that you're under guilt and condemnation, guess what? The liar is lying to you. If you're not forgiven, God don't love you. The liar is lying to you. If you're not saved, I'm not saved. The liar is lying to you. There's a mind battle going on. It's trying to form. It's trying to prosper against you. See, we're good people. God has made us, created us as good, anointed people of God. Temple of the Holy Spirit, blood bought. Every sin has been flushed under the blood of Jesus. And that doesn't mean we're not going to sin. It's all under the blood. Say it's all under the blood. And if he's trying to, if he's trying to get you to look back, that's a liar talking to you. He's trying to form. He's trying to prosper against you. Well, maybe I'm not growing spiritually because, you know, I did this back here and you've already accepted Christ and he's forgiven all your sins, you see. He's a witness in Revelation. He's a witness of us being washed in the blood. What better witness do you want? Hallelujah. So, listen, God's got some things prepared for the body of Christ and individuals that we haven't seen or heard yet. And we ain't ever going to see or hear it if we're all caught up in the flesh. If we don't recognize things being formed. If we don't learn how to pull down strongholds. If we only make our minds agree with the Word of God and not with the world. Amen? You sound awful excited. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. What? So through the Spirit, we're going to start seeing and hearing. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. Are you listening now? Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. See, it's not through man's wisdom. It's not through the world. It's not through education. It's through His Spirit. It's been revealed to us. So you have everything you need in the Holy Spirit in you to help you, to open your eyes, to put salve on your eyes, to open your eyes to see into the supernatural, to be able to read people's mail. But you have to be a trustworthy Christian. You can't sow discord amongst the brethren after you read the mail. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches. Yeah, see, some people say, oh, those charismatic people want the deeper things of God. Well, what does the Scripture say? That the Holy Spirit, God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. You can't search it out. I can't search it out. But the Holy Spirit can. And He lets us, and you start seeing things. You start hearing things. You start having dreams. And if you're a good steward, then you'll start having visions. Awakened visions. Brannon, years ago, I don't know if you know who he is, but he used to have visions. It's kind of scary to be standing here talking to somebody, and all of a sudden to your right, you see pictures. It really does something to you. I can't explain it. Well, you know what a dream does to you, particularly if it's a bad dream. Well, when you get your eyes open and you see, it does things to you. It's hard to hang in there with God. You have to go to school with the Holy Spirit, and He teaches you how to do that. Amen? See, if you can see down through time, see, Isaiah saw down through time. Jeremiah saw down through time. Ezekiel saw down through time. He's the same yesterday. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can teach people by the Holy Spirit how to see down through time, that your eyes have not seen yet, that your ears have not heard yet. Well, when I was standing there with those dinosaurs, I heard over here, they can't hurt you. I heard. They can't hurt you. All of a sudden, a strength came over me, and I stood there for I don't know how long. You know how a dream is. It seems like you're there 5 hours. You may be there for half a minute. I don't know. But I stood there watching them three things. See, I was seeing back through time because these things were alive in the dream. God created them for my dream to make a point. And he created them originally, and he recreated them 3 days ago in my dream. And you can't find one today, right? Unless you go in a museum and you see the skeleton. These were alive and well. See, God can create things in a dream that your mind can't believe. Where did God get the dinosaur? Well, he created them. All things are possible with God. So he brought it back, recreated it just for my dream. I don't know why he used a dinosaur. I didn't get all caught up in, why are you doing that, God? I just want to make sure they weren't going to eat me. I didn't want to be their hot dog with a roll. So God will start with a dream, then all of a sudden you'll start having visions. And the vision you have will heal someone's life. Because they'll say, only God could have known that. I ain't told anybody. And they may go back 10 years. God may use all kinds of different things. See, God has what they call a peculiar anointing at times. To have Jesus spit on someone's tongue, that's peculiar. To have Jesus put mud on someone's eyes, that's peculiar. Can he use you in a peculiar anointing? Oh, you'll say, yeah, you bet he can. Yeah, right. You get upset when someone looks at you wrong. So if God tells you to kick somebody or punch someone in the stomach, I ain't doing that. See, there's peculiar anointings that God truly does use. You find it in the life of Jesus. You find it in my dream. A dinosaur, that's peculiar. That he can recreate one, make it live in your dream, that was what, thousands of years ago, or whenever it was. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. So that was the Spirit giving me that dream. I got real curious about it. And God's got some things that he wants us to see and hear, but it's done through his Spirit. So the Spirit says, I'm here to help you.
I'll take a vision. Yeah, give me the visions, Lord. Yeah, right.
Do you know what happens to the physical body? You know what Daniel said? He said, I was in the presence of God so long, I'm sick to my stomach. That's the presence done to Daniel. See, we think we're going to have a wonderful experience. Well, the physical body cannot withstand the glory and the presence of God. I mean, as he turns the knob up. And so when he turns the knob up on visions, when you're awake, you've got to be trained to have him do that. You've got to go through some things. For what man has known the things of man except the spirit of man? Verse 11. Which is in him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Spirit of man, Spirit of God. If I'm going to learn about God, I'm going to do it by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is my helper. He'll teach me. He'll bring me. My eyes will be open to things that were never opened. My ears will hear things. See, when I heard the angel say, they can't hurt you, I knew it was God. I didn't turn around and say, who's that? Who's speaking? Show yourself. He didn't say in the name of Jesus, oh, it's the devil. No, no, no. I just knew. You know. So you don't get caught up in all this examination stuff. Is that you, God? No, it's a boogeyman. Who do you think it is? What man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man? So your spirit knows you, your spirit. And the Spirit of God knows God. Okay? Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. But we might know the things that have been freely. Been what? We're in verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things. You see, everybody's trying to work their way up. Things from Jesus is free. Now there's a price to pay. Because you have to go through a school of the Holy Ghost. You may have to go through mind battles. You may have to be taught, well, this is formed against you. It's being formed against you. Don't let it prosper. Well, how am I going to stop it? Come into the Word of God. Let the Holy Spirit help you. Are you listening? Hallelujah. But it's free. But there's a price. In that the physical body pays a price. There's a price for the anointing. Do you know that? Price meaning that God just don't dump it on anybody. You got to be trained. And taught and learn to be a good steward. Anointing is not something you play with. There's a lot of Christians around who play with the anointing. They want to touch people and see them go out. Charismatic people sometimes need to have a new bolt put in. They've come up with their own ideas. Where did Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John call the apostles up and say, come up here and pray for them? He says when you call for people to lay hands, he calls the elders of the church. Well, let's go over to Mark 16 where it says the believer can, these signs will follow the believer. That believe means faith. If we have undeveloped faith and we have stupid natural faith, we try to do things that's not faith. Faith has to be developed. We have a spirit of faith in us. Are you listening? Some of the things charismatic people do is just not scriptural. These signs will follow those. Well, I believe, according, we're all right in our own eyes. It's impossible to please God without faith. When I come to God, I must believe that he is and he's a rewarder. So when they said, in James, it talks about call for the elders. Well, most of the people I meet ain't elders. They ain't nothing. You know why? They've gotten way ahead of God. It's awful quiet in here. See, I tell the truth. If people want to still do that, spit in people's faces and getting them to throw up in buckets and all that stuff and everything else, or they'll say, the demon's hiding. Did a demon ever hide from Jesus? See, I've gone through a number of things that create a faith. When Ted was up there, he came out, or he didn't come out, but a book came out. This out of darkness, light of, what is it? What was it? Huh? I think Pierce the Doctor, something like that. But it was fiction. And everybody's trying to get that book to work. I said, why don't you try to get the Word of God to work? Well, male don't believe in nothing. I don't believe in witchcraft. Well, but you see, it's free. No, the things that have been freely given. Healing is free. Salvation is free. Everything promised is free, but I've got to be trained and helped by the Holy Spirit. But it's free. Now we got these TV evangelists. You'll send me $1,000 and God will... Come on. You don't buy your way into anything. It's free. That's why they're called gifts. Can you imagine giving your son or daughter a gift from underneath the tree, then charging them for it? A present's a gift. Wouldn't that be funny? You went around, okay, it's time to collect. What'd you get? I got a computer. That's $1,500. It's free. The gifts are free. It just says we have to be trained. We have to be taught by the Holy Spirit. He has to help us. We have to recognize what's being formed and don't let it prosper. That's when I come into a service, you see, whatever's trying to form. I sometimes experience things at home, you see. I don't let it prosper. And when I come in, I'm usually knowing what I'm up against. Amen? Well, that's 12. 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man does not receive, here's the battle is. Listen now. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them. Because they are spiritually discerned. See, everything is foolish. Now, if you had a peculiar anointing where you had to step on someone's toe or put mud on somebody, the men, people in the body wouldn't receive it. The natural man, me, you, cannot receive it. That's why we complain about when people are actually doing miracles and different things and speaking in tongues and interpretation, doing all kinds of different. The natural man who's sitting out there, you know, the people say, don't speak in tongues, there's someone new here. I could never understand that years ago. Tongues are for the non-believer. That's what the Bible says. Now, don't get loud because there's new people here and I need to have some tithing and don't run them off. Everything's about money. You know, I don't want to get into that message. You know what Ecclesiastes says? Money is the answer to everything. No, sir, Jesus is. Hold your water. The reason why money is the answer to everything, because Jesus said it's the least. So if I can be faithful over the least, I'll get the true spiritual blessings. That's what I'm preaching on tomorrow. You ought to come hear it. Bring your hearing aid, record it. Don't be going to sleep on Sundays. Hallelujah. The natural man. So your natural person and we have all kinds of problems receiving things of God. Unless we get the Holy Spirit helping us, and over a period of time, he's taken us through school and taught us how to live in the strong city of Jesus. All you want to know is about Jesus. You don't want to know if your toe hurts. You don't want to know if you got a headache. All you want to know is about Jesus. Amen? Verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no one. See, you can complain about Ellery, and I can be operating the supernatural, and you can complain, and you cannot believe it. I don't care. If God gives me a peculiar anointing, and I come riding in here on a dinosaur, I mean a live one, not a battery-operated one. I don't know how you get a saddle on them, but... See, God is wanting to open our eyes to many things. He wants us to hear many things about Him. He wants us to have an ear to the supernatural. And He gives us the Spirit to do that. But there's a battle between the Spirit and your flesh. I don't know if I can believe that or not. Well, go over there with the rest of the non-believers. Then you won't have to struggle with it. Right? I can remember one time there was a story about a guy who was, he was preaching in a small church like this, and a guy came in with a machine gun. He said, I'm going to kill everybody in here. And man, they tore out through that door, not this one, but a door, and five people sat there. So the pastor says, well, now the guy with the machine gun will sit down, and now I'll talk to true Christians. The five that stayed. People are looking at me like, woohoo! That's okay. Verse 15 again. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no one. You have to get to that place where everybody's going to judge you. Everybody's going to come against you. They're going to throw rocks at you and everything else. You don't care. You're just going to keep flowing in the things you see and the things you hear by the Spirit. Amen? For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ. You know, it's a shame we don't use it. I can't believe we got the mind of God. Do I have faith? How many here have faith? Well, here's the thing. If you have faith, you see, and it says we have the mind of Christ, why don't we operate in the mind of Christ instead of in guilt and condemnation, oppression, depression, and what I did yesterday, and I'm not forgiven, and so on? How come we don't operate in it? Mind of Christ would never say that to you. Amen? Okay. Praise God. Go 10 in the orange, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. Let's get a little adoration, a little worship here, all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. I came down here tonight with nothing prepared. Oh, it didn't mean I didn't pray and study. That's the most frustrating thing I can ever get across. Get in a prayer closet, pray in tongues for an hour, and can't get nothing. Nothing. God says, when are you going to trust me? That's what he said to me. I'm not afraid to admit to it. So you know what I say? Well, when I say well, my dog runs. She thinks she's going to get something to eat. I just said, well, I wonder what he thinks when we say that. Well, I don't know, Lord. I really need something. I'm going down there, and they're all going to be staring at me. And my plastic leg is going to start hurting. And oh, yes. Go ahead, Jeff.
Praise, we praise. Praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise. Blessed be your name, God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name, holy unto. Son of righteousness and the Lamb who was slain, you're the lily of the valley, you're my bright and morning star, you're the beginning and the end, you're the everlasting Father, you're the God, God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion. The Lion of Judah, you're the ruler of this whole universe, you're the Most High Messiah, you're the soon coming King, holy, holy is your name. Yonder land of me, la land of la land of me, I am the my land of ya. Yet the land of la land of ya, la land of la land of ya. Holy, holy is your name. Thank you.
to share something. Monday is my birthday, and I'm not in the birthday, so I'm not asking for $100 for every birthday. But it's the 7th. I'll be 77. 777. Now, I'm expecting God to do some things. Normally, I wouldn't tell anybody this. Don't bring a car to nothing. Just pray. 777. Amen? Ain't that neat? So, either he can take me a trip to heaven. Do you know how many times it's used in Revelation 7? We'll see. See, God don't want me to get all taken up because it's 777, and you're going to get... See, it's a sovereign move of God. Some people think I was hatched, not born, but it's okay. It was still the 7. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. What did you say your name was? Back here. Is this your first time here? You've been here before? Did God ever give you a word? You know why they're clouded? You're drinking the wine of confusion. Of course it makes sense. It's God. That's what I'm not talking about a bottle of wine now. Anything we get drunk on, you see, you're into confusion, friend. And God says tonight, all that cloudiness, that confusion, all those things you're trying to figure out on your own, the Holy Spirit's going to help you. You're going to let go of the wine of confusion, and you're going to walk in the real wine and be led by the Holy Spirit. Your eyes will start seeing. Your ears will start hearing. God's got a journey for you, and it's not the journey that you have planned. It's a different journey. Before time began, God done this on your behalf for his glory. And so God, the Holy Spirit's going to help you. Right now, I reach my hand out to you, and I command all confusion by the demons and principalities and powers to be loosed from you, that your mind will be clear from this moment forward. I do it by faith in the authority of the name of Jesus, free in your mind, in Jesus' name. Everything will come to you with the wisdom of God now. There'll be no cloudiness, no confusion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whoever wants prayer, come up here. Just step right up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we just welcome the glory. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Holy Jesus, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you the Holy Spirit's going to open our eyes and open our ears, Lord, to the supernatural, Lord, to the things of you, Lord Jesus Christ, that will become a part of our lives. Supernatural will become natural to us by the Spirit of God. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. You're not going to do it for us, Lord. You're going to help us get there. We're going to get in the Word of God into the supernatural things, and the Holy Spirit's going to open our eyes, and we're going to hear things that we never heard before, coming from the Holy Spirit within us, Lord, talking to us, encouraging us, bringing faith to us, bringing things from Jesus to us, reminding things that Jesus said to us. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus Christ. We just lift you up. We acknowledge you. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Does somebody have something wrong with your heel? On the side of your heel when you walk, a step down, is something that pulls or something that's wrong with the heel? Anything wrong with the heel? Is it you? I'll be right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the move of the Holy Spirit. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Let her eyes be open. Let her ears hear, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Let Jesus become big in her life, Holy Spirit. Help her. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The impartation of the anointing, the Spirit of God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch your Lord. Healing power, Lord. Your peace upon her, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit help her to see in your realm, Lord. Yes, let the colors, Lord, of your heavenly realm flow into my sister, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. I touch him with the healing anointing down through his heel, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I command the heel right now to be healed in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, you are the healer, Lord Jesus. You are the healer, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the impartation into my sister, Lord. Holy Jesus, holy Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, amen. Praise God. Yes, hallelujah. The healing anointing, Lord, into my brother, my sister, the peace of Jesus, Lord. Oh, the healing anointing, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Mm. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, your wonderful peace, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let the Spirit fall upon my sister, Lord. With the peace, the anointing, the wisdom, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Help her through the door, Holy Spirit. Help her through the door. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus, the peace of God, the healing anointing, Lord, throughout his body, in the authority of the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, we just thank you and we praise you, Jesus, for your healing power. Your healing power, Lord Jesus. Your healing power, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Ooh. Ooh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, your healing power, Jesus. Your healing power. Hallelujah. Your healing power, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whew. My God, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We just lift you up, Lord Jesus, and draw our attention to you. Oh, you are the mighty King, Lord. We thank you for your resurrection power, Lord. We thank you for all the suffering you did on the cross for us, Lord. But we give you praise and honor and glory because you went through the death, and now it's the resurrection, Lord. And we've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Jesus Christ lives in me. Now in the flesh I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and died for me. We don't care about nothing except you, Lord Jesus. We don't care about man's wisdom. We just care about your wisdom, Lord Jesus, and your knowledge. We do care, Lord, about the help of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord, that you spoke to us, Lord, and brought revelation to us. And I thank you for 777, Lord. I just give you praise, Lord. And I just, whatever you're going to do with it, Lord, I'll accept. What little it might be, what big it might be. But we just know, Lord, that that number 7 is a perfect number. And it lines up 3 areas, Lord. So we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that this is going to take place for your glory, Lord. And that everybody I touch, Lord, after then, Lord, shall receive an anointing, Lord, an impartation like never before. Because the eye is going to see, the ear is going to hear by the Spirit of a living God. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. And count it all joy, Lord, when we fall into different trials and testings, Lord, because we know you'll never forsake nor leave us. We know that the Holy Spirit will help us. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen. 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 Hallelujah.